Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Health Canada is demanding, as you know, labeling for ground meat. Canada's beef producers are directly challenging the government's decision, and they're asking questions about why now, and by labeling the meat product most purchased by Canadians, why? Also asking Canadian consumers to object to Health Canada's requirements. Tyler Fulton is the president of the Manitoba Beef Producers. He is also with the Canadian Cattlemen's Association leadership team, and he joins us on the Roy Green Show. Mr. Fulton, how are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Great. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, somebody just sent me on Twitter a message. The only warning that belongs on beef is not to overcook it. Anyway, why do you believe Health Canada is now demanding warning labels on ground beef? They're saying it's to allow consumers to make healthier choices. What do you think?
Yeah, well, the issue kind of came to us actually a number of years ago before COVID and everything transpired there. And it was effectively shelved. And so we hadn't really re-engaged on it, you know, back then, three or four years ago. But it just kind of went quiet. And then just in March, we saw it kind of brought back up to the front. And so it's unclear, really. I mean, to be honest, I find it a head scratcher as to why this label requirement on such a healthy single ingredient product at this point, especially after we saw what we did in terms of home consumption over the course of COVID and just proof that it was such a popular, versatile, and healthy product that Canadians love.
Yeah. Have they been absolutely clear with you? Absolutely clear, unequivocally clear about what the labeling will state?
Yeah, it's clear it would have a label, and I think there's some details on the size of it, but unencumbered on the front of the package that would say high in saturated fat, and that would be applied to products both lean ground beef and extra lean ground beef.
Okay, as my next guest has written on Twitter, at Food Professor, Professor Sylvain Chalabon, He has concerns that maybe this would take ground meat out of the supermarkets because grocers may not want to carry food bearing essentially a warning label. So grocers may just carry the very lean and more expensive ground meat. Do you share that concern?
Well, absolutely. There's a ton of unintended consequences that could happen from this type of regulation, not the least of which a shift by consumers towards more highly processed foods. That's another kind of confounding problem that we've got with this proposed regulation, and that really the overwhelming theme from the last Canada Food Guide was that really, consumers should moderate their consumption of highly processed food. And to be clear, ground beef is a single ingredient product. It is strictly beef that is ground in a ground form. And so it makes one ask the question, if they want producers or consumers to move away from a product that is, you know, nutrient dense and a single ingredient, what are they going to go to? It seems obvious that they would move towards a more highly processed product, of which some of those products would not be, would not see a label that would be equivalent to the one that would be proposed for ground beef.
Do you think there's the possibility of an ulterior motive? Perhaps beef doesn't really meet the government's climate change objectives.
So I think we've come a long ways in definitely bringing segments of the government, in particular the Ag Department, along on our message of environment and climate change. We in the beef industry consider ourselves a really core part of the solution to climate change. And I think it's really important to distinguish the difference between the Canadian food production system, and specifically beef production, versus other origins of beef. They have a higher carbon footprint than we do in Canada. And it's just, there's such a great environmental story with respect to the conservation of wild habitat and carbon sequestration that happens on our perennial grasslands, that I feel like the message maybe hasn't completely been uniform across the whole government, but I'm optimistic that we're making some headway here, because it has been an uphill battle, but I do feel like they're starting to listen, I think.
Yeah, well, I got your message in 60 seconds. It's not that complex.
Yeah.
What's the impact on the industry and on the family farms in Canada?
Yeah, to me, this is the critical thing. I think this is the reason why it resonates so strongly with farmers and ranchers, this issue, and that it's been a struggle. These last few years in the beef industry in Canada have been tough. Partly from market factors and supply chain issues, but also the weather-related disasters that we've seen. The drought across all of Western Canada last year had a devastating impact on really individual farms and ranches. And so in the context of that, this front of label packaging issue seems like another hurdle that we have to overcome, that we can't afford for consumers to really shy away and lower their demand for this product when we're in such tight margin situations today. And I think it really does, just to circle back to that environmental message, if we, in terms of beef ranchers and farmers, are not on the landscape, then quite simply, there's not going to be the wild spaces that we provide that society benefits from.
What do you want Canadians to do?
Well, we'd love to engage them. I mean, and we've got a phenomenal amount of positive feedback and support from Canadians on this campaign. So we have a website that's called don'tlabelmybeef.ca. Where consumers can engage and get involved and advocate on this issue to say this doesn't make sense from a nutritional standpoint, from an economic standpoint, and I think just pass that message along to policymakers so that it's clear to them. That we want an exemption for ground beef on this product.
Don'tlabelmybeef.ca. So I'm going to engage on that personally. And I said on the air a few minutes ago, I'm also going to have, in celebration of doing that, a really nice burger tonight.
Well, it's Father's Day, right? This is Burger Central for
Burger Sunday
for Canadians. Yeah.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.